The Ralbag has in this parsha where Lavan speaks to where Yaakov speaks to his wives, and he explains how he put all his koiches to working for their father, and now it's time to leave, and he convinces them that the time has come to leave, and then Rochel and Leah say that they're ready to listen. The Pasuk says, Kol asher omar elikim elecho, they're ready to do that which Hashem said. And the Ralbag explains here, there's a Toeles in Midos. What's the Toeles?
What does
Toeles
mean?
The benefit.
What do you mean the benefit in Midos?
This is a lesson that can benefit a person in developing proper Midos. But it's really good that you mention that, because one of the things that I'm a little bit wondering about is this seems to be a strategy in convincing people rather than a mida in the person. So let's maybe come back to that. A person wants something out of his family. You know, life is full of we want to convince other people to do the things that we want to do or we feel are necessary to do. So he wants his family to be on board with a certain decision. It happens to be a decision of leaving their father's house. They've been there for so many years, and you know, going far away about their own business. Sheachri, it says, so it's Einroy, it's not appropriate. Sheachrichem al ze al tzad ho'oines v'hanitzuach. It's not the proper way to force them. You gotta go. We gotta go. It's you better go. There's no alternative. V'hanitzuach, and I win the battle. I'm going to battle it out, and I'm going to be victorious, and I'm going to get my way. That's not the way to do it. He should try to persuade them, and to humble them to whatever extent possible, to come along, to appreciate, to want to do the thing that he wants to do. He should try to persuade them, so that the final decision is that they come. It's as if they came to it themselves. It's our decision. That's not a very beautiful idea. It's a persuasiveness, not stop persuading with only with arguments, but it has to be with an argument that it gets them to feel that this is really their decision. Very, very important that the person shouldn't be forced, shouldn't be a battle, but it should be with persuasion. But the type of persuasion should be a persuasion that they walk away feeling that this is, it's my idea. Yeah, I got it. You know, they give them enough information to see and to, the whole picture and all the diunim, all the considerations, and then they come to, it's as if they came to their own conclusion. That's the way to convince people to do something. This is better than doing it outside of oynes v'hechrach. Oynes v'hechrach is not healthy. Sai, it's not a positive decision that they make. If it's appropriate decision, then it's not theirs. Sai, if they didn't make the appropriate decision, they're certainly not going to work as hard to make it happen. And they might even try to undermine it and to sabotage it because I was forced into it. As you find many people, they force them to go to a certain school, they force them into a certain situation. And, you know, when you force somebody, then they either consciously or subconsciously can sabotage it because I don't want to be here in the first place. Well, is that timtza? Sheomer Yaakov l'noshev. Therefore, Yaakov says to his wives, Dvorim nechoichim yevium lihishoma eilov, lishmoya eilov, lihiporet me'avim. He tries to give them arguments, ideas and thoughts that will that they should be willing to listen and to leave their father. And at the end of his words, he let them know, Ki Hashem yis'ale tzivohu loshuv leleches veloshuv el oviv. He says that Hashem commanded him to go and to return to his father. Kedei sheyisratzu bozeh, so that they should want to do it not only with this other reason, but because Hashem said so. I think you read that they're not going to rebel against Hashem if they know Hashem directed that they have to go back to Yaakov, so they're not going to rebel against him. We see before they were ma'aminois, they believed in Hashem. So if Hashem told Yaakov to go, then they certainly weren't going to rebel against it, so they're going to listen to that directive. Now, it seems over here something that's very strange, because the initial discussion, besides the fact, how is it in a benefit in midos? It seems to be in deus and in strategy and in koiches hanefesh and in hashpah. But the initial thing is don't force, convince, and don't even convince, but convince in a way that they're going to come to this conclusion on their own. Because otherwise, force is not a good thing. And this is why Yaakov told them, I served your father well, and now's the time to go, and whatever the words he said there, they should come to that conclusion. And then at the end it says, and he let them know, b'sif dvorov, ki Hashem commanded him, and he wanted them to do it also, mitzad this, so that they shouldn't, and they wouldn't rebel against Hashem, they're certainly going to listen, so this is the reason. It seems that the method of convincing, of explaining, and of giving them the and persuading with arguments which they can then take and discover on their own that this is really what they should do, seems to be necessary, and seems almost to be it avoids this sense of oinus. Now, what if he just told them Hashem wants us to go? It sounds like that is not the proper approach, that he added to it when he made sure that there's not a sense of oinus. Then he added to it another reason. He wants them to have an additional reason that Hashem said we have to listen to him. It seems that the first reason was a prerequisite, or necessary at least, to give them, and he couldn't just give them this reason alone. It sounds like, and I don't know if I could prove this or not, we'll have to see, but it sounds like that the fact that Hashem said, had he given them that alone, it sounds like that might have also been begeder oinus, because that's a directive. I have to do it. And I'm willing to do it. But there's something about that is very powerful. And it could very well be that the ability, it sounds like Uba Seif, he only introduced, I would introduce it first, say, listen, Hashem wants us to go, and I'll tell you why it makes a lot of sense. He didn't do that. He says it makes a lot of sense, discover it makes a lot of sense, and Agav, I want you to get a mitzvah too, and I want you to realize that it's for another reason too, it should be L'shem Shamayim. Besides the logic, it's a Tzivui Hashem. It sounds like that the Tzivui Hashem cold, without the sense of discovery that this is something that makes sense and this is something I would want to do, and all the persuasion to want to do it, and that type of persuasion to want to do it would leave it together, oinus, and it would compromise in some sense and maybe even be forcing, despite the fact that there's a divine directive over here. Which means, I guess, to Lemaisa, to us, that certainly there's a very strong need when, if we wish to be mashpia, and we wish to be mashpia kahalocha, we wish to be mashpia, a person to follow in the proper derech and to do the rotzen Hashem, and even to ourselves, that it seems it's very important that there's this element of self-discovery, that there's this element of I realize on my own, I have enough information to come to the conclusion that this is really what I want to do. If a person makes his own decision, then he's not being forced. And even if there's a force and a directive in the background, the fact that I made my own decision will make it easier to be mekabel, and it sounds like almost that even though they were ma'aminas and they wouldn't want to rebel against Hashem, but the fact that you're putting me in that position could jeopardize that, or could make it more difficult, or I'll still feel, maybe they'll go, but they'll feel like an onus or something. It sounds like it's a critical ingredient to accepting direction and directives, even the divine directives, that a person has to have this sense of why it makes sense, to be persuaded to its yashrus, its truth, its benefits, its wisdom, and even to the extent that it should really be that I get this sense that I want to do it on my own. Now, when I want to do it on my own, now I get this tzivui, and memela I can relate to that much better, and my natural willingness to do what's right and not to rebel, that will be enhanced, that will take effect then. I think this has a lot of ramifications in our world today. I think there's a very widespread mode of force and of limited having people come to their own conclusions. And now it's dangerous too. You know, if you're dealing with people who are going to come to wrong conclusions, you know, people are not logical, or they don't think straight, or there's something wrong, or their negias are so overwhelming they can't even hear what you're talking about. You know, that creates a different situation. But the etzem, the way to be mashpia on a person, is really through this sense of coming, helping him to come to his own realization of why this is the right thing to do. And then, of course, then even the Tzivui Hashem is taken in a different context. Without it, it might even be considered so overwhelming. And we find that many people just the pressure and we all have that. Everybody, we have to be mekabel the Malchus Shemayim every day, twice a day. That's not enough. It has to be preceded by Avo Rabo and Ava Soilum and Abaychir Bamo Yisrael be Avo and Oyhev Amo Yisrael. And it's followed with Havtis Hashem Elikecho. It's sandwiched, so to speak, between Avo. This is what it is. Kabbalah Salma Shira. The Rashi says at the beginning of Shir Hashirim that it's Kodesh Kodoshim because it's Kula Yerushalayim Bekibul Ol Malchusoy, even though there is no Yerushalayim and Kibul Ol Malchusoy in Shir Hashirim. But it's all about Ava. But that Ava is necessary in order to be Makabul Ol Malchus Shemayim. It's very difficult, and this is another technique which could make it easier. It's late. I just